We will be welcomed to the city of North Charleston and welcome and a proclamation by Mr. Ron Brinson. He is the member of the North Charleston City Council, chair of Finance Committee, and our mayor pro tem.
Southern words with an old sound laugh.
Thank you so very much. You know, it's an inspiration just to walk into this room. You folks are absolutely amazing. And I come this morning to offer a simple and very sincere welcome to our city. And maybe to tell you just a few things about our city that some you may find surprising, and I think all you will find interesting. You know, when you set out to travel, you probably thought you were going to end up in Charleston, South Carolina. Well, this is North Charleston, South Carolina, and that other city we call South Charleston, South Carolina. We are the third largest city in South Carolina. And what's interesting about that is we've only been a city for 49 years. We're sort of the broad shoulders, if you will, of the greater Charleston region. Our population is about 120,000 residents, but every business day, with all of the offices and plants that we have in our city, our population increases to 250,000 every single day. You know, over the last decade, we have become a city that produces both jet airplanes at Boeing and vehicles at Mercedes. Now, our mayor, he is absolutely certain, I'm a bit less certain, that we're the only city in the world that can say that. That's pretty special. Household incomes are up. Our city is really on the move, and we really appreciate gatherings such as this. You know, we, at our city council meeting last week, we did pass a very brief proclamation with an accompanying resolution. And I want to read it to you. And again, it's just very straightforward. And then tell you a little story about what happened after that. Whereas the National Federation of the Blind, the largest organization for the blind in America, was founded in 1940 with 20 local chapters in South Carolina. And the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina is dedicated to improve the economic, social, and spiritual lives of blind South Carolinians. And the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina is a nonprofit, private organization of the blind working together to improve the quality of life for all blind people in South Carolina. And on August 19th through 22nd, 2021, the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina is hosting its annual state convention in the city of North Charleston. So therefore, it be resolved that R. Keith Summey, our mayor, do hereby proclaim August 12th to 22nd as National Federation of the Blind Week of South Carolina in the city of North Charleston. And we urge all citizens to join in extending a warm welcome to the members and attendees and offer best wishes for a successful convention. So, I, as Mayor Pro Tem, was standing in the well administering this proclamation. And Ms. Laverne Addison, you folks know who she is, president of the local chapter, she was there to accept the proclamation. And when it was read, she walked up to the podium And she spent 5 minutes talking about being blind and how blindness does not define a person who is blind. I had a flood of memories, but as I watched, she then talked about how kind Mayor Summey, who's been mayor for 28 years, how kind he had been to her as she gradually lost her eyesight. She kept on talking in a very inspirational tone. She was talking about how excited she was for this convention to finally be here in North Charleston after having had to cancel it last year, and the fact that it's going to be here again next year. What she couldn't see was that the mayor was shedding tears. What she couldn't see was the rapt attention that every member of city council and everyone in that gallery that evening. We care about this. Humanity tilts toward caring about this. Every citizen, regardless of disability, has rights to pursue dreams, has every license to be productive, and in every way, we should be helpful. I was telling my new friend Ed over there about many, many years ago, and for those of you who can see me, you can tell I'm pretty old. When I was in business school, we had a subcourse where the professor said, we're going to study the dynamics of human blindness. And his whole point was that if a senior executive can apply some of the sensory dynamics of seeing things in a different way, as blind folks do, they will become better senior executives. I certainly think that is true. You know, I was thinking as I was writing down here today, all the famous people who I can remember who were blind. We can start with Mr. Braille, Louis Braille, Helen Keller, Harry Tubman. I was in the newspaper business early in my career. Joseph Pulitzer. How about some of the artists? Claude Monet. How about the poet, John Milton? How about Homer, the guy who did Ulysses, the guy who created the term called mentorship? Homer was blind. How about some of the singers, like the opera guy, Buscelli? About Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder. We had a great discussion one time about Franklin Roosevelt. Was he legally blind at the end? Blindness does not define you. And I can tell that is a theme that is alive and well in this room. A simple and sincere thank you for choosing our city. We are honored, and by golly, we're looking forward to helping even more next year. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you and the city of North Charleston. North, we will not make that mistake. North Charleston, thank you so much for your time, your support, and we look forward to seeing you August 25th through the 28th, 2022.